Governor Andrew Cuomo's commission to study tax cuts has missed the December 6th deadline to report its findings after controversy over former Governor George Pataki's desire to cut income taxes for all wage earners, including the wealthy. It's likely to be released soon, though, and our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has a look at what it may contain.
Although the tax commission has now bogged down over co-chair and former Governor George Pataki's push to lower income tax rates, its original charge was to look at ways to lower New York's highest in the nation property taxes, as well as finding ways to reduce business taxes. The state's business council president, Heather Brichetti, who was on the commission, says the tax rates are an obstacle to growing the state's economy.
Obviously, business taxes are very high. If you can do something to alleviate that burden, you give there's more opportunity for job creation, and property taxes are also very high. It is very challenging to try and address property taxes, however, from the state level because they're local.
Property tax rates in New York are set and collected by local governments and school districts. Ron Deutsch with the progressive policy group New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness says there is a way around that. He says it's what's known as a circuit breaker. It's a system that sets up a threshold on what percent of a taxpayer's income should go toward paying property taxes. Any amount over that limit, the state would subsidize it in the form of a rebate.
It ties your property taxes to your income level. So like a circuit breaker in your home, which flicks off when it's overloaded, the circuit breaker tax relief would kick on when the family is overloaded and they're paying too much of their income in property taxes. So it's really a way to deliver, and really the best way to deliver, targeted relief to people who need it the most.
Deutsch admits it's not as flashy as some other programs, like the STAR Property Tax Relief Program, which is set to give $350 rebate checks to all homeowners with children who make up to $300,000 a year. The checks are due out in October 2014, just before Election Day. Deutsch says a circuit breaker gives money to those who actually are struggling to pay their property taxes, and he hopes commissioners will recommend it.
We're going to be, holding their feet to the fire and making sure that whatever mechanism they develop to deliver tax relief is targeted to working families, middle-class families in this state, which, quite frankly, have been getting short shrift when it comes to tax reform.
Brichetti with the Business Council agrees that STAR has not worked to lower property taxes overall and has had unintended consequences, like simply subsidizing growth in school spending.
Sometimes it has backfired. It's allowed taxes to go up at a rate that the taxpayers they're not necessarily aware of because part of it is being subsidized.
Taxes are likely to be a key issue in the upcoming legislative session. Governor Cuomo says he intends to seek tax cuts in the new state budget, though he said he's not interested in cutting income taxes right now. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio has said he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy to help pay for pre-kindergarten programs. The governor has been noncommittal so far, saying he and the new mayor will work all that out in January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.